Welcome to the Echoes of Faith podcast on the Living Bible Hub Network. I am your host, Sherry T., and you have just entered into our Tuesday night family prayer call. I pray that you are encouraged and blessed by the words that are spoken here today, because faith comes by hearing and hearing the Word of God. The Believer for Life Christian clothing brand is now on Amazon.com/Believer for Life.
Father God, we thank you once again for the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit. Yes. For you allowed us to come together as a family. You know, I believe it. If the family prays together, we stay together. So, Lord, as we continue to come from the north, the south, and the east, and the west, we come just to lift up the name of Jesus, that the Holy Spirit will continue to transform our hearts in a marvelous way. And, Lord, if there's someone on this line tonight that is still in need of the presence and the power of your healing, I can declare and decree according to your word. And if it's your will, that it shall be done. Because you said, by your stripes, we are healed. There are some of us coming on this line tonight that are just a little down in their spirits. Their day has been long. But you said the joy of the Lord is our strength. So, Father, I'm asking that the joy of the Lord would begin to turn things around. That they would hear a word that would turn their situation, that would give them hope, that would give them the peace that they need, and give them the courage to continue to walk this thing out by faith. Father, I thank you that you're sending not only us as laborers into the harvest, but you're setting up those divine appointments that no matter where we go, the Spirit of the Lord is there and the Word of the Lord is in us to speak life into a dead situation, to change the atmosphere that those that are bowed down would begin to raise their hands and praise you with all their heart, all their mind, and all their soul, because you told us to love you in that way. Father, I thank you tonight, because there's no other place I'd rather be but in the presence of the Lord. And you said wherever two or three are gathered, so are you in our midst. So, Father, we give you the praise, the honor, and the glory for the good things that you've already done.
Thank you,
Jesus. That you've done today.
Thank you.
And those things that you've already looked down an eternal path, and because it's your purpose and your plan for our life, we can say it is all well with our soul, because we trust you.
Yes, we do.
Because in the beginning you spoke it, and you said, let there be. So, Father, we lift up the name of Jesus by which we are saved. No other name in heaven or earth to take it all the way to the cross, that you crowned them glory in the end, that we would come to know you because of what Jesus did. And Jesus gave us again another gift. Because he said, it's imperative that I go. Father, you already know what he said. But he said, it's imperative that I go. For if I do not go, the Holy Spirit would not come. So, Father, we thank you for the Holy Spirit tonight dwelling in all of our hearts, that we walk with you by faith and not by sight. And we're just a witness in this atmosphere that you have given us this day. In Jesus' name, all those agree, say amen.
Amen, amen.
Amen, 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 amen.
My scripture is coming from John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to be condemned, the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Amen. Thank God.
Dr. Norman is going to share with us. Father, I thank you for the apostle tonight. I thank you for the anointing that rests upon his life. I thank you that the word has constantly been stirred up in him, and that he walks it out in power and truth and understanding, and that when he speaks it, those sin-sick souls are healed. Those that still need that word of encouragement, get it. Those that still just need the help of an almighty God, letting them know that you have not forsaken them, but you are with. I thank you for the word that is in him. I thank you that you continue to bless this household. And I thank you that what he has put his hands to, him and Miss Gloria, will continue to prosper. Because those that hear the word from them, they shall come from the north, the south, the east, and the west. And when they come, they shall come because they're hungry and they're thirsting after righteousness. But because you have poured it into him in this season of his life, it flows like a river. Father, I thank you for the apostle and the word tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Without further ado, go ahead, Dr. Norman. It is on you.
Amen.
Praise God for Jesus tonight. Thank God for the opportunity to be able to come and share a brief word with everyone. And I want you just to follow some simple instructions. We're going to deal with something called KYW. And KYW, I don't want you to forget those three letters. I'm going to tell you what they are as we go forth and do this. But I first want you to do, repeat after me, the devil.
Yes, yeah.
The devil.
Is weak.
Powerless.
And meaningless.
The only power.
He has. Is the power I give him. KYW. Know your worth.
Right.
Know your worth. I'm going to ask you to mute the mic this time out of the book of Ephesians 4:27. I can make the proof of what I just said. The Bible says, neither give place to the devil. In other words, he can't come in now unless you let him in. Know your worth. I'm going to go all the way to the beginning. I am going to let you know what God said out of the book of Genesis. Amen. It says, so God created you in his own image. Hallelujah. In the image of God created he him, male and female, created he them. He created you that way. Know your worth. Let me say what else to say. I want to take my time, but I'll hurry up. John 15:13. It says, greater love has no man than this. He would lay down his life for you, his friend. My God, know your worth. Know your worth. 1 Peter 2:9. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praise of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Hallelujah. Know your words. Here's the proof. Stop talking defeat, failure, and losing, and start walking in your victory. Some of you have been beat down, torn down, and treated so bad you forgot who you were and whose you were. Know your words. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Here you are, forgetting what Jesus did for you, and you start comparing yourself to Job. Know your worth. You can hardly stand a cold, a backache, a cut, a bruise. Think about it. Job had running open pus sores running all over and out of his body without any redemption of the blood of Jesus Christ. Know your worth. Glory be to God. The devil can't go to heaven anymore as he did during the time of Job and negotiate with God as he did. You are not suffering as Job. You are suffering as Jesus Christ said you to suffer. Because he said if you suffer with him, you'll also reign with him. Know your worth. The Lord has appeared of old in the book of Jeremiah. He said, the Lord has appeared of old unto me, saying, Ye have I loved thee with an everlasting love. Look how much he loves us. Not just love, but an everlasting love. Therefore, through loving kindness have I drawn thee. Hallelujah. Know your worth. Hear what he's saying. John 14:16. I pray the Father shall give you another comforter that he may abide with you forever. Glory be to God. Mm-hmm. Talking about the Holy Ghost. Know your worth. I will be your father. You'll be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. 2 Corinthians 6:18, the New Living Translation. Amen. Know your worth. Know who you are and whose you are. My God, hallelujah. When you realize the greatest he that is in you, the he that's in the world, there's no sickness in your body can overtake you and overcome you. There's no pressure, no pressure or depression can overtake your mind. Why? Because the same mind that was in Christ Jesus is also in you. Know your worth. Hallelujah. when he went to the cross and said, it is finished, it is finished. Remember what the Bible says. The Bible says that God worked 6 days, and on the seventh day he rested. He sat down and ain't did nothing. Why? Because Jesus made it plain when he said, it is finished. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Know your worth. Know who you are and whose you are. And stand up erect and straight. Stand up with your shoulders holding back proud and say, I am what God says I am. What am I? I'm more than a conqueror in all these things. Know your worth.
Know your worth. Anybody got something they want to share? Just go right ahead, because a very powerful word tonight.
My name is Mitchell Freeman. I'm from Anderson, South Carolina, a Grace Baptist Redemption House. I'm planning to just take things one day at a time, but I have to continue to learn to give God the glory. And I'm excited about this lifestyle. And what was poured into my spirit tonight with KYW, it was better than a B12 shot, if you can understand what I'm saying.
Yeah.
A B12 shot that was poured into my spirit gives me the wherewithal to run on in Jesus' name. Thank you for the opportunity to speak.
Thank you, sir, for joining us tonight. Joy is the intercessor for tonight. After Joy prays, and Eddie J, Pastor Eddie J, will come on and close us out. And I just want to say, may the peace of God keep us all. Go ahead, Joy.
Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity for bringing the family together. We thank you for that word that was brought forth by Apostle Dr. Norman and KYW, know your worth. Father God, we know how important it is that you have set things in stone in our lives and how you want things to take place and move us out of the way so that we don't get in the way of the things that you have prepared for us. And also while you're doing that, keeping our mind to be humble as we are knowing our worth, keep us to be humble and doing the work of your will, Father God. God, I ask that you keep those families that Cousin Stella had mentioned over the phone about the healing and getting better and whatever obstacle that they may be going through, Father God. We know you are a healer. You're a deliverer. Your grace and mercy is covered upon each and every person that has been mentioned, even the people that are on this line, the family members that are tied, the generations that are tied with this family, and more and more and more. Father God, we know that you will not do anything to harm us, but you will show us what is right and what is wrong and whatever the situation is, Father God. So whatever it is that you are doing in each individual life, I ask that you will show that person what it is and why it is that you are doing it so that they can bow down and come to you and say, Lord, forgive me for whatever it is that I have done, and go to that brother or that sister and ask them to forgive them and move forward and forgive themselves, because if they don't forgive themselves, Father God, it goes null and void. So, God, we thank you for the lesson that has been brought forth. We thank you for all that you are doing. Even if we don't understand the situation, Father God, we just give you praise. We have to count it all joy in every situation and every circumstances, because you get all the glory in each event, and we're not going to give the devil any type of victory over anything that is dwelling within our lives, Father God. We know that we are coming upon the times of holiday times, Father God, and we know that some people may be feeling lonely or going to feel lonely, left out, Father God. So whoever may be feeling that way, Father God, fill that void with that love, that extra strength that you give to the people, Father God, because we don't want anybody to feel lonely or depressed or I'm not valuable or anything like that, Father God. So I just ask that you would just cover those people, cover the people that are in need of jobs, Father God. Cover those people that are in need of homes, Father God, shelter. Cover those people that are in need of a financial blessing, Father God. Cover those people, whatever it is that they may need, that you would just give it to them. Be unto your will, Father God, because there is a lesson in everything that we know that you have set aside for us, that we have to walk through whatever it is, the storm that we have to walk through to get to the other side, to see the peace and joy and happiness on that side, Father God. So I thank you, Father God. I thank you for each and every part of this family call that has been going on 3 years, going on 4 years, Sherry.
Yes.
Praise God.
Yes.
So, God, I thank you for bringing
thank
that gathering together.
I thank you, God,
for bringing that together. Because if you had a brought us here, some of us, including me, may have not been able to be at the level that I am now. I thank you, Father God, for raising me up in a family that prays together, that stays together, Father God, that have one another back, Father God. And if they have malice towards that person, Father God, we're going to move forward. We're going to just pray for them and move forward, because we don't want our hearts to be hardened. We want our hearts to be full of joy, peace, and grace, and happiness, Father God. And I thank you for this day, Father God. It has been an amazing, beautiful day. I thank you for allowing all of us to have all the activity of our limbs, the ability to go and serve and evangelize unto people your grace and your mercy and your will, what it is that you can do for us and what it is that you will do for us. So I thank you, God, for this opportunity. I love you. I love the family. I give you all the praise and glory. You are so worthy of all the praise. Thank you. In your name I pray. Amen.
Amen. We thank God again for another night that your word went forth to Dr. Davis. Know your worth. Don't let nobody devalue you. We can't let nobody devalue you. We are somebody in Christ Jesus. And we must always remember that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. We must always remember that. So know your worth. Never let anybody talk you down. That's a word that should stick with us and catapult us to the last 2 months of the year. Know your worth. So again, may God bless you. May God keep you. The prayer, love you all, nothing you feel about it.
Yeah.
And we're expecting God to continue to do great things in this last quarter. So again, love you all. God bless you all. Have a good night. We'll see you at the next appointed time. God bless.
Yeah. God bless. Love y'all, fam. Be blessed.
God bless.
Love you. God bless.
Love y'all.
After a word from our sponsor, we will continue with praise and worship.
Eddie J, let our community, the listening audience, know what's happening on Facebook with you.
Every Monday at 10 a.m., I come on live via Facebook with Monday Morning Manna. Monday Morning Manna is just a short devotional to kick off our week. At the beginning of 2023, we decree and declare that this year would be the year of breakthrough. And even in this last quarter, I'm believing God that breakthroughs will flow like never before if your life is in line with the way, will, and word of God. Hope to see you soon. God bless. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Echoes of Faith podcast on the Living Bible Hub Network. Partner with us. Like, subscribe, support. Visit our website, livingbiblehub.com. Until next time, peace, love, and blessings.